The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. Good afternoon, good day, it's Thursday. Talking Heads Thursday on Guardian Radio 96 AM. Today is Thursday, it's the 6th, is it the 16th day? It sure is. A great day in this Bahamas, a great day. It's so good to be here with you everybody, it's so good to be back. I missed you last week. I was up north in the cold. It wasn't snowing, but it was cold in the 40s. Minnesota, my stomping grounds. That's where I went to university. My kids all went there. My dad went there. So my nephew graduated, so I just had to go and support him and support my sister. So proud of the young man, Trent Thompson, degree in economics and law. He'll be in law school hopefully in September. Congratulations, Trent. Great job. Family's proud of you. I'm proud of you. We're all proud of you. We love you. So what's happening, everybody? It's starting to get hot now. I just went to a rain game yesterday. I say, oh, Lord, you know what's coming now. Heat and more heat. More fire. Let's see what's happening here on The Guardian first before we get it. We have a special caller, so let's see what's in The Guardian. I told you we can talk a little bit of convention, so we have a special guest coming on in a few minutes, but let's look at what's on the front page of The Guardian this morning as well. Cannabis bill tabled in the House. Law will allow for cannabis use for medical and religious purposes. 15 firearms, ammo, drugs confiscated. Man wearing ankle bracelet found murdered. Minnis hits out at plans for new hospital. That was hot debate yesterday. MPs pass resolution to convey land to Abaco Medi Center. Some interesting things happening out there, people. Some real interesting things. In the business section, scrap metal boss willing to move from current site to avoid more fires. That's the fire on Joe Fire, you know, that had the whole area, all the areas smoky. That was not a good site. Bristol Wine and Spirits make big investment in locally made products. Owner says he understands residents' frustration. Next thing is Securities Commission. Auto H&L owes customers money for miscalculated interest. And WSC completes Treasure Key pump station. Excellent. Water in Treasure Key Harbor Cool. All right, everybody. I'm excited to be back. We can talk a little bit F&M convention, and then we can talk about this cannabis bill and see if y'all think it going far enough or it ain't going or we shouldn't do it. I'll get your views on it. Caller, you on the air. How you doing today?
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Happy to have you, Mr. Safant Rowe, the Secretary General of the Free National Movement. Happy to have you on the show with me today. How you doing, my brother?
I'm great. That is a pleasure to be on air. One of the best stations in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Happy to be right here with you on Guardian Radio.
Happy to have you with us. So now tell me, I know I'm hearing all kind of stuff in the papers, all kind of stuff in the news. How are the plans for the convention going, and are you set for June 1st?
We are set for June 1st. I'm grateful to our Central Council for approving the date for our national convention. It's a one-day voting convention, and there's so many people who are hard at work in our convention committee and the subcommittees to ensure that all of our delegates have a seamless process in executing their right to vote at the convention. And so things are going well. We have some persons who love this so much, so excited. They are so involved in planning and project management, and kudos to each and every one of them. They're working so hard.
Where will the convention be and the voting will happen?
As it stands now, the convention will be at the Bahama Resort.
Okay.
Voting is slated to be there as well.
Okay.
Those are the tentative, hardening facts with regard to the functioning of the convention. So okay. Bahama will be the main site.
Okay. And how many, what all positions are open? I heard this from leader go all the way down. Can you give a quick synopsis? Leader, deputy leader, all that.
Well, every single party officer position is available. But we have an active race in quite a few, if not, well, not all, but quite a few of the categories. As the entire Bahamas should well be aware, we have a contested race for party leader. We have contesting that race the Honorable Michael Pintard and Dr. Hubert Minnis, the most Honorable Dr. Hubert Minnis contesting that race. The deputy leadership race is not contested, and so we congratulate the current deputy leader, Shanadon Cartwright, for being returned as our deputy leader. We have a two-man race for chairman between our current Dr. Dwayne Sands and Ellsworth Johnson.
Okay.
Want me to go any further?
Yeah, man. That's, you don't have to say all the names and everything, but maybe as far as this, down to treasurer and after that.
Well, we have treasurer is not contested.
Okay.
Dwight Sawyer returns uncontested, doing an honorable job there. And then we have the secretary general position that I currently serve as secretary general.
Okay.
I am running again for re-election, and I am contested by Felicia Knowles.
Okay, okay. How do you feel your chances are?
Listen, I am so confident. I believe in the FNM. The FNM knows hard work rewards hard work, and I believe that I've worked very hard for our party and indeed our country. And so I believe I will be returned.
As Secretary General, are there some reforms or new things that you've done in your term of office that would warrant us, you know, saying, hey, he's done this, we should give him another shot?
Well, what we've tried to do in my term is to introduce better reporting standards. This was accepted by most of the associations. Some had some challenges. We are going to continue to work with them. We want to enhance the data record keeping. So that we had some buy-in in some areas, and some areas we need to go in and implement a little bit more stronger. That will happen, and we believe people will catch on to the vision.
Okay, okay. And then Deputy Chairman, who was running for that position?
Bye. The persons that I can't remember everybody running for these positions, but the persons that I can remember are definitely Travis Robinson, Chanel Ferguson, Brad Maxey, Francis Sawyer, and that is all that I'm able to remember at the moment.
Okay, okay. Well, I just wanted to get an update on what's going on convention, because you're hearing so many things in the press. You're seeing, to be frank, you're seeing some blows thrown out there on both sides of the divide. So I just wanted to touch base with you and see how the plans are going. Everything is going well. How many people are expected to vote or are eligible to vote, I should say?
Well, we have just over about 750 persons, I believe, will be eligible to vote. Yes, sir?
Go ahead.
We anticipate a strong voter turnout. This year, after the amendments to our Constitution in February of 2022, this is the first time each association is mandated to have three delegates who are either 30 years of age or younger.
And that was the question I was going to ask you, knowing that a lot of young people aren't too much involved in politics, what differently you're doing this time that will get more young people involved? And I guess you answered it before I can ask it.
Yeah, and it forces us as candidates and party leaders to focus on issues that concern young people.
Okay.
And we believe that this will translate into us focusing more intensely on those issues in a general election.
So let me understand. You got, out of the 39 constituencies, each constituency is putting three young people, under 30 or under, will be eligible to vote for each constituency, as well as the Torchbearers Association.
The Torchbearers Association will cover their age bracket.
Okay.
The Women's Association, of course, is for women, but they're also pushing for younger delegates to make up a part of that composition. And so we are excited about all of the young people that we have who are now guaranteed a place at the table, the decision-making table for our party.
Excellent. Anything else you wanted to share with the listening before we move on?
The FNM convention is something to pay attention to. It's not just simply about us voting for these party officer positions. In that evening session on June 1st, you will hear great detail about who we are and what we intend to do for this country. And so I want people to gear up for that, to pay close attention to what is happening in the Free National Movement. We love democracy. We love to have our voices heard. And so sometimes it may sound rowdy, but we have focused on the Bahamian people and advancing the Bahamas.
And what is the theme of your convention?
The theme of our convention, now, you got to help me with that. Because there's so many slogans going along right now.
I think I heard Stronger Together.
Stronger Together. Stronger Together. I'm trying to get it stronger together.
Brother Roan, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes. I know you're busy. I know you've been running around, and I want to thank you for taking time out to share with us what's going on. Any last things you want to say about the convention? Anything that you want to tell delegates people need to know? Quick announcement.
I just want delegates and persons, party members, and supporters to pay attention to the official information from the party and the convention committee. Don't listen to all these other things going on out there. It comes from the convention committee and the party, the memorandums that come out. That is the gospel in terms of what's happening at the convention. So stay tuned. We want everybody to be active, enthused, and involved. We are stronger together.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. That's Safant Rowe, the Secretary General of the Free National, who gave us an update on the upcoming FNM convention. Mr. Bedouzi, we'll take a break. When we come back, we can talk about this cannabis bill table in the House of Assembly and see what your views are on that. Thank you, sir, and have a great day, and very good luck on your election. I pull in hard for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity. Good day, Bahamas.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Attention ice cream lovers! Are you ready to elevate your springtime indulgence and taste of luxury with Häagen-Dazs? For a limited time only, treat yourself to the quality of Häagen-Dazs ice cream for just $8.99 per pint. Yes, you heard that right. Indulge in the finest flavor. This exclusive offer is available at all Lickety Split and Super Value locations. Experience the premium quality of Häagen-Dazs at an unbeatable price. Spring has never tasted this good.
Nice to meet you, Jazz. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an independent 27-year-old manager who wants her own home with her own rules.
Sounds good. I'll help you get there.
We see you, the go-getter, with big plans. And we've been keeping you in mind. Follow your goal home with a mortgage from CIBC Caribbean. And don't bother about your home insurance, as we'll help with that and more. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more info. Conditions apply.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Everything Grand Bahamian, every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
And we're back. Talking Heads Thursday with Garden Radio 96.9 FM. Mr. Roll called me back and said he's mixing up the two different themes. And the theme for the Free National Movement Convention is the Free National Movement Forward Stronger Convention 24. So just wanted to make sure that you all clear on what that theme is. Call you on the air. How you doing? How you doing? What's up?
Wait a minute. How's your day going so far?
It's hot out there. I had a long day, though. Busy all day.
They say we should be expecting one serious heat wave.
But hey, that's what I hear, anybody. So I had to make sure I gas up my AC yesterday and clean it up. I had to gas up my AC yesterday and clean it up to make sure everything right. Can you hear me? I can hear you. What happened, caller? You gone? Did we lose the caller, Mr. Producer? So, anyway, people, that was Safran Road from the Free National Movement. Happy to have him on board. Did I do something wrong here with my phone? Anyway, okay, there we go. Callie on there, how you doing?
Yeah, but it's fine.
My bad. I must have pressed something wrong. You know, I did. I'm not a technology person. How you doing?
Yeah, you know, I have no eye in the press, no clothes, anyway. But you
know, what's up?
But yesterday I was listening to the talk show, and I heard Naughty telling the producer that Bobby Swing, the producer. I was wondering what Naughty was talking about.
Now, see, this is what I was told. I was told that when women come on and ask to come on the show, and then when they go on to the lady, it was you. Now, I don't know if you was identifying as a woman or a woman calling for you. I don't know what happened, but you can explain it.
But it just sort of, I don't go that way, though.
Okay, be good with that part, then. So you, what you got? What you saying? Talk to me quick. What you saying?
I was wondering, but I was trying to find out all last night how I swing when producer, because all them guys down there know me right now.
So you ain't had no woman calling for you?
And I know I ain't gonna mess with them producers, because if I mess with them producers, they put that swing on me.
Yeah?
I don't like that.
They ain't gonna swing you, but I still believe you swing my producer. I still believe you swing my producer yesterday.
Man, we all jack together. We just don't meet together. That's how them gold bottles so often.
What you saying, Sparky? Talk to me.
You know, I'm trying to... And I'm so proud to be 73 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so proud to be a Bahamian.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so proud to have gone through all the ups and downs in this country that most of you guys, who are younger than me, never been to.
Okay, all right.
I might have been up in Wisconsin and all over the world and got this degree, that degree, and everything.
Uh-huh.
The only degree I got is a leaving degree.
Okay. Leaving certificate, all right.
Yeah, in them days, they used to be so glad you were getting out of school.
Uh-huh.
They used to give you paper and say, thanks, you're leaving.
Cool.
There you go. Go get a career.
Uh-huh.
Come up and make it. Be something. Elite's going to be lawyer, doctor, accountant, and all that kind of thing.
Okay.
Majority of your parents and our parents were either waitresses, bartenders, security guards around the hotel, went to RISM, Bush loose in the Bahamas. My old man growing up was a tailor.
Okay.
He used to be, my grandparents had six sons. The last son was Sir Cyril Fountain, who is now a 95-year-old chief magistrate of the Bahamas Bar.
Yeah.
He's 95 years old.
Yes.
Lives up in Retirement Road, retired, but every morning he still reads his law book every day.
All right.
He got up the law.
Okay.
The rest of my uncles went into bartendering, but they used to be tailors.
Okay.
Their mother taught them how to sew.
I got you.
They used to make soap every day. For the governor of the country, of the Bahamas, gave up the throne.
So John Paul, I think, is or something like that. So John,
Duke
somebody. The Duke of Windsor, yeah, yes.
Yeah, he came to Bahamas and became the governor of the Bahamas.
Yeah.
My old man and Mr. Lund Taylor used to make suits for the government staff.
Okay.
That's how good they was in the theater.
All right.
Then the staff and signs and them burst the Bahamas open with tourism.
Yeah, and changed the dollar.
And the hotel started opening. And the nightclub starts playing with all the Ronnie Butler and Duke Harris joining them in the lobby. A lot of Bahamians ran into the hotel field.
Okay.
And they ran into the invaders and waitresses.
But Sparky, you heard what you said, right? And a lot of people in this country don't know that. So Stafford Sounds, say it again, so Stafford Sounds, Boys Open Tourism. But he never got the credit as being, some people call him the father of tourism, and he never really got that credit because they branded him with some other things. Am I right or wrong?
They put his face on
the $10 bill. Like on the $10 bill.
They put it out now.
Yeah.
You got better sword. They put it out. Oh, he did what he did for the country.
Yeah, but you always put your most popular on the lower dollar note because that's the one that circulates the most. That's why it's lending on the dollar note, because that's what everybody have in their hand, the dollar.
You see what they're lending?
Yeah.
They're lending $50. They say, you can see me every day.
Put him on the dollar.
Every day, I get on the dollar note.
Because everybody have a dollar.
You know, everybody can look at my face every day. Tell them, you can look at me every day. You can have a dollar.
All right, Sparky.
See, a lot of people don't understand this, but then you go deep and we go deep. Because a lot of our young people don't know these things.
No, that is true. That is true.
And they intentionally didn't teach our children the history.
Because we hide. I keep telling people the Bahamas history did not start in 1967. It did not start then.
Quickly, let me tell you this. Quickly, I'm not afraid to tell you something about my family history. My mother died at 46 years old.
Okay.
My mother used to work the 80 Mile Foundation on Bay Street in the day.
I know this gas station. That's where the tourism police station is right now.
Right. She was away there the day Mr. A.B. Malcolm.
Okay.
As a secretary. In the night, she was away to the Princess Margaret Hospital as a stretch ward operator.
Okay.
My mother died at nearly 46 years old.
Very young.
Alcoholic.
Okay.
In her last 3 years, she started drinking. I'm 119.
Oh boy!
I'm smoking Winston cigarettes.
Okay.
I remember crying many every day when I saw my mother throwing up blood.
Sparky, I got but three more callers on the line.
Let me go.
Okay.
We have to beg my mother to stop, but we don't know why she started drinking. Look what she did at 46.
Yep. All right, Sparky, I can take the next caller. Caller, you on the air. I lost this caller. Caller, you on the air.
Hey, we stay early.
Everything in the quiet?
Yeah, man.
What's up? Oh, I lost the caller. Caller, you can call back. But I want your views on this cannabis. I have some mixed views on the cannabis bill table in the house. And full disclosure, I don't have all the details because I thought I saw it was going to be some part of it is going to be decriminalizing some possession of marijuana. I see the dropping of the records under 30 grams and all that. But I'm getting the impression it's just for medical use or religious purposes. So now if I want some cannabis, I either got to have a medical problem or I got to turn Rasta. And I ain't giving up my Catholicism, so I got to figure this one out. But anyway, let's take this caller. Before I get myself in trouble. Caller, you on there. How you doing?
Yeah, probably the phone hang up there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. What's up, Papa?
Everything cool. Thank God for life as usual.
Amen. I say amen, my brother. So what's on your mind?
Couple things quickly. I think we should recognize the Stafford Sons as the father of tourism. In the Bahamas.
Okay.
From my little history. I feel like he is deserving of it.
We don't give him the credit for, you know, we have, you know, and through the political game, we put this stigmatization on him.
Yeah.
But he's the one.
The
stigmatization
might be deserving.
It may be, but.
Yeah, like I say, it's good and bad in all of us.
Uh-huh.
Whatever we do deserve credit, give the credit to.
Uh-huh.
No one is perfect.
I agree.
Just like Celine and just like many others, Marla Butler and everyone else.
That's true.
Yeah, give them the credit.
Because I can tell you some stories.
I feel like I hear people, and especially some of the PLPs I hear who's called the shows and stuff. For some reason, it seems like a lot of us, let me say it this way. In spite of some of us, like me, cool with the former prime minister
uh-huh.
of the Free National Movement.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the leader of the Free National Movement, Hubert Minnis.
The former leader.
In spite of that, I hear some of them calling in and saying things like Hubert Minnis is better than Michael Pintard. And I say to myself, how close they is with Minnis, or how good they know the former leader of the Free National Movement,
uh-huh.
like how some of us so-called PLPs might know him.
Uh-huh.
I feel like maybe they saying it because they feel like he he's not the best chance for the Free National Movement being the next government.
So the PLPs won't see him because that's chalk. That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Okay.
As a PLP, that's what I believe.
Okay.
And I believe Michael Pintar has a better chance of the Free National Movement being the next government of the Bahamas.
I think he relates to younger people better.
For many different reasons, you know. For many different reasons.
Okay.
He's kind of a new, going to be new at this job.
Okay.
Trying to be the Prime Minister of the Bahamas.
Yes.
We try Brave. We try Dr. Minnis.
We try Perry Christie.
We'll be talking about these two.
The two there now. All right, I got you.
Yeah, Dr. Minnis saying he won't come back to be the Prime Minister again.
So
in spite of him being a cool dread, like we say on the road, and cool with a lot of us, I really feel like if they won't be the next government of Bahamas, they have a better chance with Michael Pintar.
I hear you loud and clear.
And that team would say, what the guy named... Desmond Bannister, he with Michael Pintard?
I think he's a part of Dr. Minnis.
Frankie Campbell, he with Michael Pintard?
I'm not certain of his support either.
Jeff Lloyd?
Jeff Lloyd is an FNM.
Yeah, but he with Michael Pintard or with Dr. Minnis?
As a
former cabinet minister, Jeff Lloyd was awful.
I think a lot of the cabinet. I think a lot of the former cabinet ministers.
Chance, people like Desmond Bannister, Frankie Campbell, and stuff, they have a lot to offer, right? But I think they had their chance.
I think you're going to see a lot of fresh new faces, a lot of young people, a lot of people who want to bring something different to the country. I think that's what you'll see. I think I lost the call. Anyway, we'll take the next call. Call you on the air. How you doing, man?
Bailey, what's happening?
I can let you know when I know.
This is the GNN, but I can let you know now.
All right, GNN.
You know, see, for 50 years plus 9-10 months,
it's
a mistake what Papa Talk was talking about. My boy now, but that's the mistake. For 51 years, I can safely say we have put our trust in men. You understand?
I listen. Old
Pintar to be the better one. Christie could be the better one. But we and never ask our Creator to guide us through these elections.
Okay.
If you notice, when the Americans gone in Iraq and they catch Saddam in that hole, you know what the first thing come with that soldier mouth when he put that gun on Saddam?
I listen.
He said, Saddam, come out this hole for God and country first. Now the United States president wants to eat. He said, for God and country. And that is what the Bahamian people need to start to learn at 51 years in, because all of those men basically have failed us and have failed our country. Really.
Okay.
So we need to ask the Lord for guidance to create or whatever you believe in before we put our trust in those men. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate that. Carly, you on the air? How you doing?
Hey, I don't want to say something, but the marijuana for early.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, everything cool. That's the phone lines and all like that.
Yeah, we're having a little issue here, but we'll figure it out.
To my boy, Johnson, I say I voting for no FNM or voting for Michael Pintar. I was saying...
I understand you're not a voting delegate. You're just giving your opinion. That's fine.
Yeah, as a PLP. I still a PLP, but I don't like bad treatment.
But I guess you and him can have a talk after June 1st and we see how you vote then.
Yeah, listen, who will vote then? But you got to make a decision.
You got to make a decision.
You got to make a decision, and guess what? The Bahamian people, we deserve better.
Okay.
Deserve better. Listen, with the marijuana, right?
Uh-huh.
I listen to the news. What they call it?
Recreational.
A protocol, recreational.
Or something like that. I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Some kind of recreation classification protocol. I hear what he named Biden.
Okay.
Today. He talking how he's saying no one should be locked up.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Able to deal with that. I mean, over 18 years old. And
I agree with that. But in this country, it'll be 21. But I agree with that.
And the same time, he touching that, we touched it yesterday. They slide that through quick yesterday. But that ain't finished yet.
No, that's just, the bill is just tabled. It hasn't been debated or anything yet.
Yeah, they starting it. This thing need to be able where people or adults, recreation use, should be able to use it. Just like how persons might be able to go and buy a pair or something. Or
yeah, I think so as well.
I believe the people who should run this business shouldn't be just rich people. Like how they, in the number man, them, we used to call them number boys, them, they was running that stuff illegal, and then they, they get it straight. And
yep.
They should let these same people who risking their freedom and who, I mean, and they have police record, cleaning police record and everything.
The bill does says anybody who's been convicted of possession of under 30 grams, I think that's like under ounce, I think. I don't know. I don't know 30 grams, since we can figure that one out. But yep. So that their record would be clean. I believe they should, and I think they should be. It should be decriminalized. I think people should be able to have a certain amount without having to be, you know, having to go to jail. Now I ain't saying you can be smoking on the bus. I ain't saying you can smoke at the park. I ain't saying you can smoke it in the shop or the restaurant. That in your house, in your yard.
What you think? I wanted the final. What you think will happen later on when they, like, because I say they ain't finished this yet, and they have to be able to do it more better than this yet.
Well, I think at the end of the day, my personal view is, let me give you my personal view.
Go maybe to some pharmacies and the government pay for the medicine. This considered as medicine. They say medical marijuana.
Yeah, if you have certain things like epilepsy,
and for person to be able to get that too.
Yeah, if you have certain problems, certain medical problems, they'll list the problems, and then you could get a medical certificate where you can go to the dispensary. And purchase.
You could get a joint for free.
I know, but free. But you have to buy it. You can't get everything for free, man.
You could be on the drug plan. No, I don't think you should get everything.
You're on the drug plan.
Maybe they may put that on the drug plan later on.
It may be done like that. At the end of the day, realize if you look at the Americans, they then got over 30 states that has it either decriminalized or legalized. California is totally legal. Colorado is totally legal. The place like Florida, Minnesota is medical use. But at the end of the day, you know, like Cat Williams says, it only can make you happy, hungry in the next H word. You know, other than that, I don't see the problem with it. You don't hear the things about marijuana smokers, but you have a drunk drivers or cocaine users. So we think we need to, you know, look at why it was decriminalized back in the day. Look at what happened in the 1930s. Why it was then illegalized?
Let them know we're talking about adults now.
We're talking adults.
They like to mix it up and say it's the starting for the gateway for drugs.
No.
Adults be able to plant that in the back of the yard. Just how they plant sweet potato and peppers and stuff like that.
Jamaica has. I think in Jamaica, you could have up to 2 ounces in your possession. You could have up to 5 trees in your yard. So I think we need to seriously look at it. I like what the government is starting, I just think it needs to go a little further. And that's just my personal view.
So right now, it kind of problematic and complicated. You know,
I just look when you make it.
They can get locked up if they get catch with a joint or whatever.
Yeah.
But like I say, they need to let these same people who are risking their freedom doing it illegal, give them the first opportunity and the chance to open up dispensaries and do it legal.
Yeah, but they got to do it right now. You just can't open up.
Give them people a chance.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you, brother. Take our next caller. Callie on there. How you doing?
Hey, Pearly.
What's up?
Listen, I am disappointed in these doctors that we have in Parliament, man. I don't know why we keep electing them.
But only how much we got there, too? One on each side?
Look, Pearly. We have an organ in the body that's interstitial. INTERSTITIUM, right?
Uh-huh.
It is the largest organ in the body, and I'm pretty sure these guys who went to medical school should know about it.
And what I don't know, so tell me what it is.
Okay. Let me bring it to you. In our system, we have a system called the endocrine system.
Yes.
Which is sometimes called the lymphatic system.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Which is responsible for escorting all of the poisons that's in your body, and most of the organs are around the nodes in your throat. Right?
So
that you do not get sick.
Okay.
Right? Why aren't the doctors who we elect and our politicians teaching the ability to massage that system so that you don't need them doctors?
Okay.
Because you would be healthy. Why are we only treating these symptoms and making them other people rich and not being holistic and using the body to heal itself?
Okay.
Why, as Bahamians, we don't go around down that road what we used to be doing in the Family Islands? But we seem to be caught up with Big Pharma and always trying to pass the legislation to such the pharmaceutical company. What's wrong with us? Did you get your plants to grow yet?
No. Oh, Lord. You know what? I can tell you the truth. Everyone on them died. Everyone except one. One sweet pepper plant grew till about 4 or 5 inches and then that died. I don't have a green thumb. I'm not
so
good.
With the green thumb. I used to grow okras, and some used to be 13, almost 13, 14 inches long. I got pictures of it.
Uh-huh.
And clearly, you got to talk to these trees.
Somebody tell me the same thing, you know.
You see, because the head of the tree is actually in the ground.
Okay.
What we see are the feet, the leaves and the branches. You know, me and my daughter have this argument, and I'm going to prove it to her.
Uh-huh.
The very same leaves that drop off the trees this summer and come back, and you know, in autumn, those leaves are the very same ones that come back next summer.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if I can prove to her so that we can identify those. But we're not into that like that. We're not into the body the way we should be. We're just only trying to satisfy Big Pharma. But the Bahamas is on the it's on the cutting edge if we just put our heads together to make this whole world a whole place.
I hear that.
So get your green, yellow, whatever thumb you want, and get it, talk to these trees.
I can do that.
Because I promised my sugar apple tree, if it don't bring me no fruit, I can cut it down. That's what it's doing.
It's bringing you fruit.
Man, it's coming.
All right, I got a couple of callers on the line.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, my brother. Before I take this call, let me read the text real quick. Good afternoon, Pearly. Very good show as usual. They don't give Sestafford Sanchez recognition because most of them are prejudiced. He is a father of tourism. Some people think the Bahamas just came out of the sea in 1967. Well, it did not. I've been here when we had law and order and discipline. Keep the good work up. You are doing a great job. Thank you very, very much. Next text says, I think Michael will make a good leader. My concern is how much he will be controlling the establishment of the FNM. I think Michael... the person came in at three times. I agree with you 100%. Callie on there, how you doing?
Barely.
Hey,
I had a call back. That's a freaking joke I hear. That's my boy, right? But he talking to the tree that's that you get a head start on this bar of water.
Leave my friend. He talks. I'm going to talk to the trees and see what happened for me, all right?
Man, come on. Y'all want smoke, though? But listen, it's a question I was pondering for the last couple of days.
Uh-huh.
They got a brand new hospital supposedly coming up, right?
Yeah.
State of the art.
Yeah.
Brand spiking, no dust, nothing on the paper.
Uh-huh.
But it's said to be a woman's hospital.
And children. It will offer other services, but it will offer other services, I read.
Yes, well, it's smart.
Yeah.
Let's stay focused. They say pregnancy, whatever.
Yeah, trauma, yeah. Postpartum,
But now the question I want to ask the baby people, maybe someone could call Sparky or whatever and answer this question to me. Who? Baby and woman having journey.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, at
Ice Beat
Hospital,
you get me a GNN. I'm hanging up on you right now. I'm hanging up on you.
She's got to start with all the movement saying on.
I know that's an issue. Yeah, so I understand that.
Who that new hospital bill is for, pretty? Thanks for taking my call.
Mike, Callie on there, how you doing?
Hiya, Pearl.
Hi, how are you? How's everything?
Hi, darling. Everything's fine.
I'm giving you a minute because I got, three more callers and I got 4 minutes left in the show.
Pearlie, I have a new name for you.
Okay.
Pearlie Plant Killer. Pearlie, please sing and talk to your plant. I taught you to start a new garden.
This weekend I can do that. I start a new garden this weekend. I got everything together.
Go to Tropical or Modernistic and ask somebody to give you some pointers on what to do and how to do.
I can do that.
And then start with something that's common, like tomatoes or...
That's what I had sweet pepper and tomato and cucumber. They tell me they're the easy things to grow.
Pretty. I bought the colorful sweet pepper, the tiny ones out of the food store in the bag, and I took the seed out and planted them and grow the same thing, the same colorful ones.
Sound like you need to come down by me and help me.
For you to kill my plant behind my back.
Bye. Thanks for calling. But they're doing me bad now. I get the same text. Just the same text. I didn't read this. I think we'll make a good leader. My concern how much we control the establishment of the party. I think the leader has total control of the party. And knowing him, he can control the establishment. Good afternoon. The decriminalization of marijuana is vital to our tourism industry because the number of persons are arrested on arrival here due to the jurisdiction where it has already been decriminalized. Yeah, we got to tell our people what's going on. You got to tell our tourists you can't bring it with you. You got to get it here and you come with me. Don't get into that. Call you on there. How you doing?
Callie, how are you, man?
I got 2 minutes, so you got one.
Yeah,
Yeah, but temporarily I've been sitting on the line. Two callers and called back in, and I still sitting on the line.
Well, I know what happened.
Anyhow, listen, I totally disagree with the caller that speaks to Michael Penta, and I'll tell you why. We don't have time. See, I'm 57 years old. I don't have time to sit and watch Michael Tintard feel his way through on a first-time leadership skill, all right?
But you did it. You did it for Minnis, and you did it for others.
Here's my reasoning with Minnis. My reasoning with Minnis is Minnis made his mistake, and he have had time to sit back and reflect from his mistake. Now, when Minnis comes back, he did, all he can do is expound on his mistake. He can build on the mistakes that he made and
make more mistakes. Because that's if you say like Christie did. Christie came back and made more worse mistakes. That's why he lost his seat.
And I shouldn't class Christie and Minnis together.
Okay,
I should not class them together because they're two different people of two different minds and two different.
So you believe an old dog can learn new tricks?
I believe so. I humbly believe in my heart of hearts that Minnis has a lot to contribute to this country. Because of his opportunity to sit back and reflect on the mistakes that he's made, I believe Minnis can be a major benefit to this country, given an opportunity to run a second term. I honestly believe that.
I hear your point, caller. All right, thanks for calling. Personally, I think he'd do a better job at PMH, but that's my opinion. Let's take this last caller. Caller, you're the last caller. You get the last say. What's up?
Hey, Pearly, I only got 2 seconds. The hospital idea. They're missing two very important components.
What's that? Hospital.
It cannot only be children and women. They need now to focus at men's health. Also need to focus at the elderly health.
Yes, I agree.
They are leaving those out, and it's so convenient. I'm wondering why. Why is the focus we already got? Are enough agencies for women's health? I'm not dismissing or
I understand what you're saying, but I gotta run. It's 5 o'clock.
We got men. And we also got the elderly.
Okay.
Add them, and then you have a good combination. Thanks.
Thank you. So sorry, that's 5 o'clock. We got to run. Caller, if you stay on the line, I'll take you as one caller off sports and after the news. This is Pearly, Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We ran out of time on that one. But when we come back, we can talk a little sports. The NFL schedule is out. We can take a quick look at that, see some key games, like the Dolphins and Green Bay. And we'll talk about the NBA playoffs, and we get into how my Dodgers are doing. This is Pearly on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be back right after the news.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Elaine, you hear what Boss Man was saying in the back there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying for him out. Ain't be much. Boss still got to pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. Oh. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we got to do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIBRateIncrease.com.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New The Kentucky Cheetza Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your Cheetza Sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at 156 cents. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Maybe it's time to explore your options. There's no harm in reviewing your mortgage arrangement and considering a better deal. CIBC Caribbean can help you narrow your search. Switch your mortgage to CIBC Caribbean and enjoy a special interest rate and help towards your switching cost. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more information. Conditions apply.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Talking Heads Thursday with Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This Pearly in the house. How you doing? How everything going? Good to be back. Good to talk sports. That first hour was cool. I did promise. I think this caller might be the caller. I promised to come back. We'll take this caller before we get into today in sports history. That's cool with you, Mr. Producer? What'd you say? Caller, you on the air. How are you doing?
Hey.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, brother?
Handan, what you saying?
Hey, radio man. Yeah, thanks for taking the call. That was me calling.
Okay.
Before the 5 o'clock break.
And you like calling the last minute now, but that's fine. Go ahead, brother. What you saying?
It's not even that, you know. It's only when I'm inspired to. That's when I call. Unfortunately, it happens a lot around the time when you go on the break.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask you, if you're able to.
I can try.
Knowing your level of button in the afternoon politics.
But on this show, I don't play that. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no. I'm not. I'm not speaking to whether you
okay.
Play on the show or not. I'm just trying to ask you.
No problem. Ask the question.
Who do you feel, in your view, in your experience, your observations, and the reason why you would make the suggestion of the person? Who do you feel would make the better leader? Who do you feel is the person who is most equipped to pull the FNM together fully?
Okay.
And get the country.
Straight up, I fully support and believe in Michael Pindot. And I have worked with Sir Clement, with Sir Cecil. I've worked with Sir Kendall. I've worked with Tommy Turnquest. I've worked with Hubert Ingram. I've worked with Hubert Minnis. I respect every one of those men. God rest the souls. I have much love for Papa. Mega love for Papa. I love Hubert Minnis as a person. He's given me the opportunity. But at this time, I believe Michael Pindot is the best choice for the FNM. In my opinion, this is purely opinion now, okay? Let's get that straight. This is not Guardian Radio's opinion. This is not the owners, the operators of Guardian Radio. This is Pearly's opinion, okay? I got to put that out there, okay? I find him to be a very consultative person. He's generational. He's a listener. And I think he bridges my generation, the baby boomers. And I think he brings a better bridge for the baby boomers and the millennials and Generation Z and Generation X. I really believe that. And in having to work with him, having to talk with him and all that, I think he's the right man for the job right now.
If I could ask you one other thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. Based on your response, what do you think it would mean for the FNM, should it be your delegates, et cetera, decide for former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis?
I think that I personally think the same thing that happened in 2021 may happen in 2026.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Buddy. Okay. Set me up, but that's good. No problem. Thank you, Andrew. Welcome to Sports Talk. Welcome to Sports Talk. I know I can get a call on that, but that's good. Fine with me. Today in sports history, today is Thursday, May 16th. And in 1869, the Cincinnati Reds played their first baseball game. In 1914, the American Horseshoe Pitchers Association, AHPA, was formed in Kansas City, Kansas. In 1925, WHAS made its first network broadcast of the Kentucky Derby. In 1932, the New York Yankees got their fourth consecutive shutout. The feat tied the record with the Cleveland and Boston. In 1933, Cecil Travis became the first player to get 5 hits in his first game. In 1939, the Philadelphia Athletics, who became the Oakland Athletics, and the Cleveland Indians met in Schieber Park in Philadelphia for the first baseball game to be played under the lights in the American League. In 1954, Ted Williams got 8 hits in his first game, a doubleheader back after breaking his collarbone. In 1965, Jim Palmer of the Baltimore Orioles made his pitching debut. In 1972, Greg Luzinski hit a home run in which the ball hit the Liberty Bell Monument in Philadelphia Veterans Stadium. In 1979, the National League approved the sale of the Astros from Ford Motors to John McMullen for $19 million, probably selling for $19 billion by now. No, not that much. In 1981, Craig Reynolds, Houston Astros, hit three triples against the Chicago Cubs. In 1985, Michael Jordan, the GOAT, was named Rookie of the Year in the NBA. In 1994, Jennifer Capriati was arrested and charged with possession of marijuana. In 1996, Sammy Sosa became the first Chicago Cubs player to hit 2 home runs in 1 inning. I remember that game. I watched that. In 1997, Gary Gaetti of the St. Louis Cardinals recorded his 2,000th hit. And in 2003, Mighty Ducks defeated the Minnesota Wild 2-1. The win advanced the Mighty Ducks to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in franchise history. And sports quote of the day, Jack Nicklaus has become a legend in his spare time, by Chichi Rodriguez, pro golfer. Interesting stuff. And what's happening on the local scene? Primary school national set for next week. Goes obvious. Score of young children to expect to take part. Jones has 25 points in season opening win over the Mystics. That's the New York Liberty. And Evans disheartened with bond increase out for another 2 years. Wow. So who's in and who's out? So we know that the NFL schedule dropped yesterday. Some key games are out there. And we just take a quick look at some of the key games that may make some sense or that may stir up our interest. And from what I see, some hot games almost every single week in the NFL. And one thing with the NFL, you could get Monday night football. Then you might have a little break in Tuesday. You have some college football on Wednesday. You got Thursday night football, college football on Friday, college football on Saturday, on Sunday. Football. It's going to be an exciting spring, a exciting fall. All right, let's look at this. The best matchup is the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's Thursday. That's opening weekend, September 5th. But that's a key game, right? We talked about that a little bit yesterday. I know Starboy will have some things to say about that. That's an interesting matchup. Baltimore has come out the gun really shooting, and then Kansas City don't come out the gun shooting, so that could be an interesting game to watch. Honorable mention games, you got the Jets against the 49ers on Monday Night Football that weekend. Aaron Rodgers should be back. We should see what happened there. And then in week two, another good matchup. The Baltimore Bills at the Miami Dolphins. That's Thursday night, September 12th, day after my sister's birthday. That should be a good matchup to see. I wouldn't mind watching that game. Then you got the next game that weekend will be the Chicago Bears and the Houston Texans. Now, I only think Houston already have a breakout team, but their rookie quarterback last year. And I think Chicago trying to do the same thing with their rookie quarterback, and he's expected to do well. So that'll be interesting to see. Week three, the Dallas Cowboys. Somebody said Dallas got the last nine games of the season are pretty easy for them, but they said by the time they get to the last nine games, they may be able to play off pitcher, Naughty. So I don't know. Baltimore may jump all over, but Dallas then. Dallas got a tough first eight games of the season is something that's really tough. They could go 2-6, 3-5, and then be almost out of the playoffs because then they drop one on the last nine. God bless them. Another game to look at that weekend is the 49ers and the Rams. That should be a good game to watch. Take your notes, people. These are some games you may want to watch. Week four, the Seattle Seahawks and the Detroit Lions. The Seahawks are expected to, they got a new coach in Mike McDonald, so I don't know. You know, he may be putting some, he likes to put dominant defenses together. Usually he has a pretty good defense, so we'll see what happens out there. But the Lions get one of the best offensive in the league, so it'll be a good matchup, a good defense. Against, Naughty say he can be 12-5. We can see. Honorable mention, the New Orleans Saints and the Atlanta Falcons. My son is a Falcon fan. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. Week five. The Baltimore Houston Texans. Houston is going to be a team to reckon with. And Pearly told you that. That should be, I like to watch that game. Anything to beat up on Buffalo, I'll be happy. Another game that is the Green Bay Packers and the Rams. I don't know if the Green Bay can be as good as they were last year. No. Was that a fluke here, or are they going to be as good as they were last year? Time will tell. Week six, best matchup there for week six would be the Cleveland Browns and the Philadelphia Eagles. That's something to watch. If you just look at what you see last year, Eagles should win that game. But that's, I'll take a look and we'll have another talk about these games later with Naughty. Honorable mention, the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys, October 13th. That's Sunday afternoon, October 13th. Holiday weekend, I don't know. I see this right there showing you the tough schedule that Dallas got covered the first half of the season. That can be interesting. Week seven, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers, or as Naughty said, the 49ers. That'd be a good game to watch. That's a 4 o'clock start game. That'd be a good game. I'll mention game that weekend, the Denver Broncos at the New Orleans Saints. I like to see how Denver's going to turn out. They got rid of Russell Wilson. Let's see what happens in Denver. Are they going to be a better team? Something tells me no. Week eight, the Dallas Cowboys at the San Francisco 49ers. Listen, Sunday night. That's Sunday night. Listen. Oh, Naughty. I don't know. 49ers, we should go watch that game somewhere. Just sit somewhere. I don't think I won't go all the way to San Francisco to watch the 49ers beat up on the Cowboys. But I think that game I probably pulled for the Cowboys because Lord knows I can pull for the 49ers. I go with you on that one, Naughty. But there's some of the key matchups that we're going to see. I know Dolphins are going to be playing Thursday Night Football. We're going to be playing against the Green Bay Packers. That's going to be an interesting game to watch. And some of these games, the announcers or the pre-pickers or the pundits are pulling out, really making me wonder if some of these teams, are they looking at what they were from last year? Or are they looking at what they see this season? And so that, Naughty thinks they'll be 12-5 overall and again AFC champs. He said something with some keyword, don't bit him. I can't pronounce that word on radio. I don't even know how to spell. He thinks the Browns are going to win a couple of games. But I don't know. We have a new defensive coordinator in Miami. And I'm hearing a lot of high praises, but he came from Baltimore. He was the defensive line coach and assistant head coach. He's bringing that defense that Baltimore used, and which was a very effective defense. I think it's a 3-4 defense. A lot of people expect Shaq Barrett to do some good things under that. Of course, Bradley Chubb, Holland. I think our defense can be solid. Offense can be off the chain. The weakness might be the offensive line. They did a pretty good job of keeping Tua healthy last year. So we'll see what happens there. I like the speed they pick up in the running back. The kid we drafted. I like the speed we pick up in wide receiver, the slot receiver that we picked up, who could also play outside. I like the tight end, Jonnu Smith, who never really got an opportunity in Atlanta because the tight end they had ahead of him. So talking, I talked to my son about, because he's a big Falcon fan, he thinks that we should see him, he should do pretty well. A lot of times they would say, oh, well, let's throw to Smith, don't worry about that. And then you look, they throw a screen pass to Smith and bust 85 yards. So it'll be interesting to see. It'll be real interesting to see. I'm excited about football. I'm going to sit down and study the shed some more. I'm sure Naughty and I will talk a little bit about it some more tomorrow. But those are some of the key games. Give me your views on it. What you think about some of your teams? If you saw your schedule, some things you like. Some games, I should say, that you would like to see. That you think would be interesting to watch. And there's going to be more talk about the schedule as time going over the next couple of days. Some things that people that think, but people think about it. One thing I've noticed so far, the New England Patriots and the Carolina Panthers are underdogs for every game. Are they that bad? Are they that bad that they're going to be underdogs for every game? I don't know. The Chiefs-Bills game is going to be good. That's week 11 matchup. That's going to be a really good game. That should bring some fireworks to the game. I like to see that game. I understand you see Goff got a big signing bonus. Way to go, Goff. I'm happy for you. I'm really happy for you. I don't know. The Texans-Cowboys game in week 11 should be interesting to watch. CJ Stroud and Stephon Diggs. That should be something to watch. I'm sure Naughty be excited about that. What else we thinking? Some good stuff. I don't know if they're picking you to go 12-something, Naughty. I don't know about that, Naughty. I can't say that's what they can do. Some people pick the Cardinals to go. Cardinals, they pick them to go 4-13. This just predictions now. The Falcons are picked to go 7-10. The Baltimore Ravens, people are looking at them to go 13-4. 13-4. The prediction last year was 11-6. The Buffalo Bills are picked to go 11-6 this year. They were picked to go 9. No, wait, hold on. Let me get this right. Their record was 11-6. Let me back this up. I was looking at it the wrong way. I don't want to lead you in astray now. Hold on. I don't want to build up your hopes and hurt your feelings. Arizona went 4-13. They're predicted this year to go 6-11, so they have some improvement. The Falcons went 2-7-10. The Falcons are looked to go 9-8 this year. The Baltimore Ravens went 13-4 last year. Their record, they expect them to go 11-6 this year. Buffalo went 11-6 last year. They picked to go 9-8. Ooh, interesting, interesting. The Panthers went 2-5 last year. They expected to go 3-14. Not much of improvement. The Bears went 7-10 last year. They expected to go 10-7. I come to you now, Naughty. The Cincinnati Bengals went 9-8 last year, but now they had a lot of injuries. They had a lot of injuries. The quarterback is gone, so they look to do a lot better and finish 11-6 this year. The Browns went, surprisingly, 11-6 last year. Some people think they're going to take going to digress a little bit or go down a little bit and finish 8-9. Your Dallas Cowboys finished 12-5 in 2023, and the prediction for the Dallas Cowboys this year is 8-9. Naughty, 8-9. The pundits are picking Dallas to go this year. The Denver Broncos went 8-9 last year. They expected to go 5-12. Let's look at the Packers. The Packers went 9-8, 10-7 this year. There's an upstart Texans went 10-7 last year. A lot of people expect them to do a whole lot better and go 12-5 this year. I don't know. Last year, the Jacksonville Jaguars had a lot of injuries. People looking at them to go this year worse, 7-10. All right, Big Chief, 11-6 this year. And you say you improve and you look better. A lot of people think you're going to hold pat at 11-6 again this year. The Raiders, they look at them to go pretty much the same as last year. Where are my Miami Dolphins? All right, the Miami Dolphins finished 11-6 last year. They checked off 3 boxes that they should help them push for the AFC title. A lot of people are looking at Miami to finish 11-6 again this year. That should be good enough to win the AFC, I guess. The Vikings are expected to not to improve too much. The Patriots, who finished 4-13 last year, I don't think people are doing any better. A lot of people picking them to go right back at 4-13. Let's take this call. Let's see what this caller got to say. They may not agree, but I say, call you on there. What's happening? Mr. Medusa, let's take our first break. When we come back, we can talk a little more about the NFL and we can look at what happened in the NBA last year. Your Boston Celtics clinch to the Eastern Conference Championships.
The noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthrough. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Pizza Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your pizza sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
And we're back, Talking Heads Thursday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So we had a look at couple of the key games coming up in the NFL. You know, they just had the rookie camp last week, most teams. So the rookies were in to get their feedback. OTAs, so they got organized team activities, something like that. Just the workouts, no pads, no hitting, just they run some plays, throw some passes just to see, get used to the playbook. Each of them got to copy the playbook so they can start studying it and learning the playbook. So that's the first step towards, you know, what's going on. Training camp will be open in a couple of months. And then we'll have the couple of preseason games, and then September 5th, season start. Football. Two things excite me, the Dodgers and the Dolphins. Let's take this caller. let's take this caller. Call you on the air. Are you calling on the air? Are you there?
Yeah, please.
Hey, what's happening, Muff? What's happening?
Man, everything cool. What I go on to say, Dallas and problems last night. No, but what I go on to say is, I go on to say Indiana was in problem, but then look like OKC in problems.
Listen to me carefully. I tell you how Dallas can win. I tell you how Dallas is going to win that playoff. They're going to win that series.
You say that.
They're going to win that series. OKC is a good young team. I think they're a year ahead of time, maybe 2 years ahead of time. But I don't see them. I don't see them winning anymore. I think that one name. But y'all say that one name over.
Because inexperienced.
Yeah, that's all that is.
They have playoff experience, man. They're young,
but they love it, and they got that. They don't know what they're doing. When I say don't know what they're doing, they ain't feeling that pressure like that. But they just playing. But just you do some things that you would know to do. Look, Joker. Look at Luka. Okay. Luka did some things last night. He said, "Listen, let me show you what it is. I've been in this game. I done been here a little while. Let me show you what it's about." And that's what he did last night.
Yeah, he came on like the MVP, the most valuable player.
He sure last did. Night. And then Boston is starting to rise to the competition level, and they'll be when they play the next, they'll be better.
No Boston, man. No talk with no boy. I don't talk with Boston. That run me out, man. I saw hot. They backed to the Eastern Conference Final 3 years on a row.
Yeah, but this is where they end it. They normally end it right here.
Serious. I pull it for them to lose. Whatever next series they
in. I don't see the East weak, man. I don't see right now with the injuries that the Knicks got, and I don't see anybody beating them. I see them coming out the East now.
If they go to the finals against the Joker, they'll get beat.
I don't know. Let's see, because some people think that they will rise to the occasion and they'll bring their play up to the level of competition. They're playing down to the competition right now.
Okay, well, I hate the two of them teams, so I'll be just picking for the loser.
I even ain't gonna watch.
Hey, you think Brunson gone for 44 last game? You think he break it tonight?
He got two.
With six 40-point games.
They can't. He got to score 40 for them to win. Because and not because the team ain't good enough, because they have too many injuries. You got the bench players starting and the role players are starting, and fellas who wasn't even in the rotation now in the rotation. So, you know.
Hey, but what do you think happened in Indiana, man? Randall out, Robinson out, OB out, and they still up 3-2?
Yeah, because that's the mystique of Madison Square Gardens. You ever been to Madison Square Gardens? I've been to Madison. That's the mystique of Madison Square Gardens.
Okay.
I'm telling you, watch what happened in Indiana. They probably get beaten in Indiana today.
Yeah, only one game tonight. And then the two games tomorrow night.
Yeah.
All right, I see you're getting close to the picks. Hey, you send me the schedule, boy. The Dolphins schedule, we look good. Boy. We got some hard games. So.
But Miami should finish. I see the prediction say 11-6. I think Miami can finish 12-5 or 13-4. Yeah, I said it. I said it on radio, yes.
I look at 12-5. We really look good. We look good, though.
You're looking at 12-5?
Yeah, 12-5.
Okay, all right. Yeah, 12. All right. Yeah. We'll see what happens. All right, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Have a safe one.
Take care, my brother.
All right.
It'll be interesting to see what other people think. You know, will your Dolphins finish in the money? Will the Dolphins win the AFC East? Is that possible? I don't know. This time, this is something we got to wait and see. But you got to see what happens. Injuries play a part in you. Like, the Jets were favored to be the champions last year. And you see what happened to them. Four minutes into the game, Aaron Rodgers got hurt. And that was the Jets' whole season going down. Kaputs, finished, done. So I don't know. I don't know. We have a lot of interesting stories in here today. Cowboys play 6 home games in the final 9. Kyle Hurd talked about that. Jets with 6 primetime games. The Jets really get a lot of primetime games. Is that all about Aaron Rodgers? And they say the Steelers are the 3rd toughest schedule. 49ers, the team to beat. I don't know. We can talk a little different because we always talk about Dallas. We always talk about everything else. We can talk a little bit today about what the Steelers can do. We can have a good play today and they can think about it. So that's what Colin Cowherd is going to be the final 10. He's going to talk a little bit about the Steelers. He's going to talk about the 49ers being the team to beat. I know some people won't hear that. So thinking the 49ers may be the team for the Super Bowl. But that never happens. It never, ever happens. You know, that never happens. So But I'm concerned about the Northeast Dallas Cowboys. You know, they got 6 home games, which makes it 6 of the last 9 games at home. Which makes it pretty easy for them in terms of if they get this battle in the first 8 games and finish, you know, in a good, respectable record. They can hold on. But if they get do bad in the first 8 games and they go 3-5 or 2-6, it can be tough. It's going to be real tough to win that division. A real, real tough to win that division. You know, I see the Patriots not being a chance. I see Buffalo didn't do much. Buffalo didn't do much to make them a better team. I said the Baltimore Bills. I do apologize, Dexter. I didn't mean to say the Baltimore Bills. The Buffalo Bills. I don't like either team, so, you know, it don't matter to me, but I do apologize. I do apologize. So, back to NBA and what Muff was talking about. The Celtics rose to the occasion. They get better as they have to play. They have not looked impressive to me. And Porzingis out. Maybe that's the factor. Maybe because Porzingis been hurt, there's some chemistry missing in the team. And they're not dwelling or gelling as much as they could, or they're not developing as much as they could. That's a possibility. Porzingis, they're trying to say he's doing some basketball work. He's on the court. He's working on it a little bit. I don't know if he'll be back for the first game at the Eastern Conference Finals, but he should be back somewhere, maybe game 3 or 4, or maybe even earlier. If he, you know, sometimes these things are these miraculous healing. So we'll see what happens. I don't see them needing him until the championships, if they make it that far. I don't see them needing him against the Knicks. Knicks have a lot of heart, and Knicks will play you tough, but I don't think they can have enough to beat Boston. I don't see that happening. And that would be my biggest concern there. Indiana probably will win tomorrow night. Which may be good for the Knicks because that'll bring Abanyane or whatever the center name is. Don't quote him name for me. Give him the Knicks center enough some time to heal so he may be able to make it back for game 7. That's a risk you'll take, trying to say, okay, we don't mind losing game 6. We'll rest up and then we'll go back to the Gardens and blow you out. That's a possibility. I don't know. I told Naughty yesterday Dallas is going to beat up on OKC. Didn't take my word for it, but now I guess you start looking at me as a believer. And when you look at the Dallas team, while Kyrie didn't do much, he did some things that you don't see in the start line. But Luka stepped up his game, buried some big buckets, got a couple of decent assists. And that's what, you know, he's the leader of the team, and he did what he had to do. And I did say he would pick Dexter's game. I think that series is over. I honestly believe that series is over. And I think that Luka and the Cowboys will take the victory. And I think they will be in the Western Conference Finals. And I think the Minnesota Timberwolves are cooked. Gobert is a waste of time. I said it. He is not the regular season Gobert. And you know something? Analogy that somebody put on that is like, analysis I should say, somebody put on that was, he looked good one game off. I play in Lakers tonight. I can hold AD tough. Then tomorrow night I go into New York. I can hold Randall tough. Then the next couple of days later I go into Philadelphia. I can hold Embiid tough. But now you got to play, and you did this in game 1. You held Joker tough. Game 2 you held him tough. They adjust, and you get even making it look bad. Like your playoff Gobert is not the same thing as regular season Gobert. He's slow. He's missing plays. He getting beat bad. It ain't working. It ain't working. And Minnesota in trouble. You take this call and see what this call I got to say. You may be disagreeing with me, agreeing with me. Call you on the air. What you saying?
Well, they didn't start your voice along with you, big brother.
Say that again. You're talking a little fast, Brandon.
Okay, buddy. You doing okay?
I'm doing good. Thank God for life. You're I'm doing good. How you doing? It's nice. A nice day. What's up?
Say again?
What's up?
Well, I want to ask you, right? When a guy becomes a star player and he put in place security for team, if... Take for instance, you get $50 million, right? For that.
Uh-huh.
Well, you have to pay out of that.
Out of the $50 million?
Right.
But the first person, let's say you get $50 million. The first person get a little piece of that is the agent. He get his commission.
Speak exactly in the microphone, please.
The first thing that happens, sorry about that, the first thing that happens is the agent get his little cut.
Okay.
The federal,
It
depends on what they arrange. 5%, 6%, depends on what they arrange.
Okay. Well,
and then the government get their cut. The taxes, the federal taxes, the income taxes, all of them, they get their state taxes, they get their cut. And then that's his. So he decides if he give his ma, his girlfriend, his wife, his mummy, he invested, that's his.
So the agent would be the person that's responsible for the team.
No, the agent is the one who's responsible for the player.
I can't hear you.
The agent is the one responsible for the player. The agent represents the players. The agent goes in the meetings.
The players.
The player. So, all right.
Okay.
LeBron James has his agent, right?
Okay.
His agent goes into the meetings and negotiates for LeBron. He comes back to LeBron. All right, listen to me carefully. The agent will represent LeBron in the meeting.
Okay.
The agent will negotiate for LeBron and come back and say, hey, they will give you $5. LeBron can say, no, I want $10. The agent go back and he work out the $10. The agent get his cut. And of course, you know, they pay taxes in the state, so the government get their cut. But the agent get his cut, and then after that, that's all the money for the player. He does it, what he wants to do with it. You with me? Oh, you hung up and you gone in. Yeah, so that's what happens, all right? So... Whatever the player signs for, the agent gets his percentage, whether it's 5%, 10%, 15%, whatever they come to agree with. Because sometimes what happens is the agent fronts the players with some money up front. Like if they're coming out of college, they'll front them money. They'll do certain things for them, and they get that back when they get paid, and then they'll get their percentage. So whatever they do, they get a percentage of the endorsements, whatever. They get that money back from them. So that's how it works. All right? We'll see what happens then. That was a good question, Raymond. That was a pretty good question. Now, I was saying we can get into the picks now because it's soon time to get into the... I would call in Cowherd, and he's going to give us his talk about the Steelers, and he can talk about the 49ers being the team to beat. All right, so it's only one game tonight. So we're going to look at that game, and then we'll pick some baseball games tonight as well. So, all right, so they're in Minnesota. Minnesota's a 2.5-point favorite today. And I think this one is over. I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets. I mean, taking the Denver Nuggets means taking the money line means I take the spread as well. So I think the Denver Nuggets will win this game. And I think they'll win it comfortably. I don't think it's going to be close. I think Gobert's done. I don't think he plays defense enough. And he can't stop Joker. And I think Joker's just going to take over and do what he has to do. As much as I can't stand Murray. As much as I can't stand Murray. I picked Denver to do it today. Hockey is going on tonight. The Rangers and the Hurricanes. The Rangers lead 3-2. This one over. I think the Rangers will close it out today. Edmonton is at Vancouver today. Edmonton pulled off a win. I think it'll be 3-2 Edmonton after today's game. Now, let's look at a couple of baseball games. Yes, Jeff, your Yankees beat the Twins 5-0 already, so that was today's game. And you don't have a lot of games. You got the Reds coming into Los Angeles. We took one on the chin from the Giants last night. The Dodgers ace Glasnow was pitching. Give him 10 strikeouts tonight and beat the Reds. And then one last one, the Mets or the Philadelphia Phillies. I picked the Phillies to beat the Mets today, and then the Cubs, I picked them over the Pirates later today. We'll take this last caller before we go to the, and then we go to the break, and we'll hear Colin Cowherd after the break. Caller, you're on the air. How you doing? Are you there? I guess they ain't one here. They ain't one here today, Mr. Producer. What'd you think? All right, everybody. It's been a great Thursday. It's good to be back. A little rusty today. We'll pick it up tomorrow. That Minnesota experience has kept me a little relaxed, you know, enjoying spending time with my kids and my family and getting to see seeing my alma mater and visiting some old friends I haven't seen in 30, 40 years. So it was good to be back up there. It was good to spend some time in my stomping grounds of the great state of Minnesota. Changed a lot. It's grown up a lot. It's built up a lot in the area, in St. Cloud and St. Joe. It's growing up a lot. It's doing well, progressing well. Good to be there. Good to be with you today. See you next week, Thursday. Naughty and I tomorrow will break down some more of the games, NFL games, based on the new schedule that's out. So look forward to that tomorrow. To all the callers, all the texters, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You who helped make the show. Stefan Rule for calling in. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Everybody take care. Be safe. This is Pearly. I'm out. I will see you next week. Ciao, ciao.
With boss man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying for him out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIBRateIncrease.com.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
So there's a lot of different schedules. The NFL's incredibly strategic. They gave Netflix and Amazon really good schedules. The streaming giants, the richest companies, they can see the future. But you know what I thought of when I saw the Pittsburgh Steelers schedule? I thought Justin Fields looked at that thing and went, oh, I'm going to get some snaps. Justin Fields going to get some snaps. That is the toughest schedule I have ever seen Thanksgiving on. Art Rooney II of the Steelers owner said, well, it's not the way I would have put it up, but we'll do the best we can. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. He's going to have a losing season, and he'll get hired immediately by one of the streaming giants to be the analyst, maybe Fox, who knows, to be the analyst on TV, in which I believe he'll be absolutely phenomenal like Sean Payton was, maybe even better. But they end the year with a declining quarterback, Russell Wilson, and a kid behind him that wants to play. They end the year with Lamar Jackson twice, Deshaun Watson twice, Joe Burrow twice, Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. Thanks for flying United. That is brutal. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. I've defended him, but I've never seen anything like that. Now, some of that's just the division's tough and the quarterbacks are good. But to stack it like that, 8 straight weeks, Lamar, Deshaun, Burrow, Deshaun, Hurts, Lamar, Mahomes, Burrow. I'd like calling 3 Georgias, 2 Bamas, and an Ohio State and a Clemson in a row. There's just attrition. After a while, you can't go into a game with quarterback deficits week after week. Now, conversely, I did think there were 3 teams that got a little bit of a break. Some of it their own doing. Like, people are lamenting what the Niners got. Oh, they face all these teams off a bye. Not every coach is great off a bye. The offensive coaches are. So the Niners are a veteran team with a veteran head coach. So this is a really, really smart team that can play on short rest. They're not rebuilding anything. They get Hufanga back at safety. They've got a couple of young receivers they'll work in, but they kept Debo, Kittle, Trent Williams, Purdy. CMC, Brandon Ayuk, they brought the band back. And look what they face until October 10th. New. Jets and their new offensive line. Minnesota, two new quarterbacks. New England, new everything. Seattle, new coach. Rams, really last 2 years, rebuild the defense. Now no Aaron Donald. New, with a new offense, adaptable against kids. Young staffs, young O-lines, new O-lines, new defenses. Very, very good start for the Niners, who don't need help because they're stacked. I also thought the Dallas Cowboys got a bit of a break. Dallas is top-heavy and a little thin. They can't afford injuries down the stretch. And the three most physical teams they play, and the three best, Baltimore, Detroit, and San Francisco, they get all of them before week 9. They get them off the schedule, probably at their healthiest. Baltimore week 3, Detroit 3 weeks later, off a bye. They get the Niners off a bye. The three best rosters they face. One of them off a bye. By the way, having gotten beaten by them, they'll have a little revenge factor. And then two other roster, they're all off the board by week 8. And the Cowboys at the end of the year get a lot of young quarterbacks and average quarterbacks as they're fighting Philadelphia, Washington, and maybe the Giants for a playoff spot. That worked in Dallas's favor. Opinion. Easy late, tough games done by late October. I also thought the NFL wants the San Diego Chargers and Jim Harbaugh to go 2-0. LA Chargers, sorry. You can argue the two weakest, easiest games on their schedule are at home against the rebuilding Raiders, right? New staff, new everything, interim coach, now head coach, new GM, new. You can argue Raiders at home and Carolina Panthers. That's what the LA Chargers would have signed up for. They also end the season where it's a bunch of meh. Denver, New England, Vegas, Tampa. Seems like to me, Harbaugh off a natty with a high-profile Michigan program is good for the NFL. He is a polarizing head coach, quirky. NFL saying, we're going to give you a 2-0 start. Now, here's a schedule that on paper, and I've told you this, the NFL is very strategic. On paper, the Jets schedule, they don't face a lot of great quarterbacks. But the NFL made it as hard as it could because the Jets generally unravel as a franchise. So the NFL said, we're going to squeeze all the juice out of this orange in the first 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. The Jets have 5 short week games, 6 late night TV games, 1 international game, 6 primetime games in the first 11 weeks. So the NFL is saying, like when Russell Wilson got to Denver, we don't know how this is going to go. Let's get all we can at a Russell Denver first year with Hackett. It goes sideways. You're protected. They're doing the same thing with the Jets. They don't know what the Jets are. Got an impulsive owner, a coach in the hot seat. Aaron's old off of surgery. Let's go heavy Jets early, short weeks, international, night games. That's the toughest Jet schedule possible because on paper it's easy. But I want to save some time for this team. And this team, selfishly, good for Fox. So the AFC's got more star quarterbacks. And star quarterbacks are good for ratings. Chicago has never had really a truly star quarterback. And there is a belief they finally have one. And I actually looked at the Bears' schedule. And look at what they did. It's a lot like Houston last year with C.J. Stroud. They get no elite defenses from last year until November 17th. They get no elite defense. Tennessee, Indy, Rams is young. Carolina, Jacksonville, Washington, Arizona, New England. They don't face a top 10 defense from last year until November 17th. Caleb Williams isn't opening with the Niners or the Chiefs or the Ravens. Nope. It's a lot of average defenses. He also, Caleb in Chicago, get a lot of 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, a lot of early window games. They're only on primetime 3 times. 2 of those are week 15 and week 17. Not under the microscope, not big pressurized games. Nope. Couple of prime timers late, one in week two. They also get to open a quarterback advantage. Will Levis, rebuilt staff. That's the opener. Tennessee's the opener. That's a good opener, right? Rebuilding their receiving core. Brand new coaching staff. Rebuilding a roster. One of the weaker rosters in the NFL. So you get no elite defenses early. Tennessee to open. No really heavy microscope games of note. Week two, you're on national TV, but, you know, it is Chicago. Here's the other thing. Look at the quarterbacks all through this. Drake May, Jalen Daniels, Bryce Young, Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, J.J. McCarthy, week 12. So the Minnesota week 12 game, you could put that as the opener, and you're going to get a Sam Darnold. If they go sideways, they'll be playing J.J. McCarthy week 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. They also don't give the Bears any of those like nitty-gritty divisional games, Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bench rivalry games that feel different than average games. They don't get any of those. Caleb Williams doesn't get any of those until week 11. So I thought, this reminds me a lot of Houston last year. Remember C.J. Stroud? They open up with the Ravens. Whoa! The Bears week two get a national champion, or national TV game, right? Big game. Exclusive game. And then if you go back to that Houston schedule, they built confidence and momentum off, you know, Desmond Ridder in Atlanta, Colts, Saints, Bucks, Steelers with Kenny Pickett. All of a sudden, this young team with a rookie quarterback and a young coach, you're not sure, D'Amico Ryans, I'm not sure if they're good, but they're playing like they're good. I'm not sure if they're good, but they certainly believe they're good because they're beating pretty average and below average teams. So I thought Chicago, and it's good for our business. You know, I love Chicago. I mean, they're not facing any of those big divisional games, not a lot of microscope games. It's a lot of 10 a.m. windows. You open with Tennessee. It's no elite defenses early. You look at that schedule, you could have faced opening week San Francisco, a Green Bay at Lambeau early, Detroit a couple, Detroit until Thanksgiving. Caleb Williams can have all these starts before he faces the best, most talented roster in his division, Detroit. I thought the Bears got a little bit of a break. It was as if the NFL said, you know, it'd be nice if we could have one of our major markets for our broadcasting partner since New York's in the toilet. The New York Giants are in the toilet. It'd be nice if we could, you know, make Chicago something. I mean, we have the LA Rams, but LA is more of a basketball, baseball market half the time. It'd be nice if Chicago, I don't know if Chicago's going to be good, but that's a groove schedule. That's the opposite of the Steelers. That is a groove schedule. Hi, everybody. It's me, Uncle Colin. Subscribe here to get the latest from the herd, including exclusive behind-the-scenes videos and more, wherever you may be, however you may be watching. Thanks again for making us part of your day.